Quite the soundtrack to the Dory Monson Show. This is what I listen to before bed every night. Just doze off into dreamland. It's Greg Tomlin in for Dory Monson. A few more segments to go here. It's been a lot of fun, but it's coming to an end shortly. If you found it painful, don't worry. Dory is back Monday. There's a new book by former White House Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer called Yes, We Still Can. Get it? Drew, you're hip. I'm sure you know the reference there. And the author shares a revealing conversation he had with his then boss on his last day on the job in the year 2015. They chatted about their future plans, and Pfeiffer brought up the fact that he had a girlfriend. And President Obama started asking some probing questions and said, so are you moving in together? Is it getting pretty serious? And, you know, Pfeiffer was like, back off. No, I'm making this up now. So the President Obama had three points of advice in choosing a potential mate or spouse for your life.
And you agree with all of these?
Well, spoiler alert, I do not agree with one of them.
Really? Okay. All right.
Just to turn over all my cards there, his first point of advice is the person you're hoping to marry interesting? Okay, and basically the reasoning behind that is you're going to be spending a lot of time with this person.
Yep.
You might want to hear and be interested in what they have to say, and they should stimulate some of your thinking and your intellect to, you know, want to have a conversation together.
Honestly, it was one of the things that really let me know that I was supposed to be with my wife is that I just genuinely do not get tired of spending time with her.
You find her very interesting.
I find her
fascinating.
Very interesting.
What is she going to say next?
Exactly.
She's so zany.
I know. It's going to be funny, though.
Okay, the second one was, does she make you laugh? Okay, fine. And the third one was, I don't know if you want kids, but if you do, do you think this person would be a good mom? Now, those are perfectly good questions, and they're fine. They wouldn't be my top three.
Oh.
I truly believe that those questions Barack Obama thinks are so pivotal in choosing a spouse are peripheral to the issue of marriage at large.
Really?
Interesting, laugh, and would they make a good parent?
Mm.
For me, throw those away and take guest host Greg Tomlin's advice.
Okay, guest host Greg Tomlin's top three pieces of advice for marriage.
First most important thing is faith, or lack thereof. Generally, worldview. Do you see the world in the same way?
Mm.
Do you have, and all of this is under that umbrella where I'm going to go next with this. That refers to values. That refers to how you spend your time.
Mm-hmm.
That also encompasses the idea of children. Just how you process events, how you are devoting your life's work in what direction, in what arena. For my wife and I, that dealt with faith primarily.
Mm.
We saw the world the same way, particularly a Christian faith with Christ and being more Christ-like. And we know where we've come from, we know where we are, and we know where we're headed. We have the same end goal in life.
Mm.
That cannot be overstated for how important day-to-day interactions with your spouse is. Because if you're not heading towards the same goal or the same direction, all you're doing is departing on a different path.
How long into your relationship would you say it was before you really started to get down to some of those things?
Well, within a month.
Yeah.
We dated for 6 years. We've now been together since, 2001. So 17 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But we had
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. And three kids later. But we had known each other's families, and we were friends before. So I generally understood that we are people with the same faith persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I would advise you to look for in a potential spouse is their friends. Because your friends say more about you than you really say about yourself.
Very true.
Who do you associate with? What are those people like? What kind of character do they exude? Is it just people that sort of like to party and go out and I'm just in it to have a good time? Or are they people that are self-sacrificial? Are they people that have an altruistic worldview and that go out of their way to do things for others and not just have their eyes on the prize of their own life and their their own way of doing things.
Not so many self-indulgent friends is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friends that look out for each other. Friends that are willing to sacrifice for other people. A general attitude of selflessness is so crucial in friendships. Otherwise, it's just people that are in it to have a good time. But that is so superficial and short-sighted in my view. And the third thing, apart from faith friends, is family. Do you want to have kids together? When do you want to have kids together? And how will you raise those kids? Will it be in a faith tradition? Or will it be, because you're going to butt heads along the way the whole time. What do you think, that compared to Obama's? His was, are they interesting? They make you laugh? And will they be a good parent?
I think it might. Well, fortunately, I hope you discuss all six of those things kind of along the way.
I'll agree with that.
I think it might be, maybe it's a little too harsh to just say three, because there are some major important ones that you listed as well.
Yeah.
But I do think it's very important to figure out those sorts of things at the very beginning, because nobody's going to all of a sudden turn on a dime and become the person you want them to be. So start from the beginning. And I really, this was something that I really noticed as I started to kind of move throughout relationships, is that my tendency at first was usually, when you first go on a date with somebody, be the best version of yourself, try and be that awesome shining example of the person you went out with. But that only really kind of sets the other person up for failure or for disappointment at some point.
Unless you both come into it knowing I'm only seeing the best of this person, and their hair is perfect and their conversations and jokes were perfect, but I know it's a facade.
My wife and I have a two-word phrase that is starting to be a bit more common, that probably doesn't sound good to other people, but buy low.
Buy low.
Buy low.
And sell high?
Or don't even sell. Just keep it, because you're sentimental about it. My wife and I, we definitely bought low on each other, and now we've just been very happy at the returns.
How long have you guys been together?
About 5 years.
And dated before that?
For about three and a half.
So did you start having these serious conversations early on, or did you get lucky and sort of organically sort of just mesh together?
I would say that organically we meshed together, but then at one point we had to have that conversation of like, look, I know that we can read each other's minds pretty well, but what are your thoughts on these pertinent things moving forward?
And right, that was
good.
I'm not advising you to go on a first date and be like, hey, you know, we're having a great time. What do you think about faith, friends, and family? That is like...
What faith will you raise our children in?
Yes, exactly. Wait till at least date four to go there.
That's good.
And so you can get the laughs out of the way and the charm out of the way. But a lot of what makes relationships work, at least initially, is very surface level stuff. And it's actually a lot of ego. It's a lot of, oh, I've got this person into me and I'm kind of into them. It's pleasing to look at them. It's pleasing to talk with them. And I got some butterflies. And love, this is groundbreaking news. Love is a mysterious thing, right?
Get out of town.
But know about yourself going into a relationship that those feelings are fleeting. And they do not serve as a good foundation for the longevity of a relationship. They have to be there. I've found my wife attractive for 20 years that we've been together. Yet at the same time, that's not the glue that holds us together. You got to talk about foundational stuff at some point, or it will all come to a head and fall apart. I've seen it happen innumerable amount of times.
That's good advice. My personal piece of advice that I would give going into the weekend, or if you're in a relationship, or just in general, just give out compliments. People love compliments, and they don't get them nearly as often as they should. They're free. You're going to make somebody's day better. I guarantee you.
Drew, you practice what you preach.
Yes.
Because I've enjoyed so much co-hosting with you, because... you pass out positivity everywhere you go, but I can tell that it's genuine. And if something is sucked, you just hold your tongue.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it, Greg.
It's Greg Tomlin in for Dory Monson. One more segment coming up. Stick around. We will be right back.